One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
Have you ever stayed at a place so inviting that you just didn't want to leave? Now imagine the place didn't want you to leave either. Welcome to Brumder Mansion, a historic bed and breakfast in Milwaukee where some guests check out, but not every soul makes it to the front desk. It's a place where shadow figures walk the halls. Voices whisper when no one's around and the lights flicker, not because of faulty wiring, but maybe, just maybe, because someone is trying to say hello. Brumder Mansion is more than just a charming spot for travelers seeking a little Victorian flair. Beneath its antique decor and cozy ambiance lies a history wrapped in mystery and the unexplained. Built in the early 20th century, the mansion has seen many lives. It was once a family residence, a hub for performances, and during Prohibition, a rumored speakeasy. But as with any building that has weathered time, it seems Brumder Mansion has collected more than just history. It may have gathered spirits. Guests who stay overnight often find their slumber interrupted by the sound of phantom footsteps ascending the stairs or doors that swing open of their own accord. Some describe the unsettling feeling of being watched, while others swear they've seen shadowy figures moving just out of sight. One particularly eerie account involves an apparition of a woman dressed in period clothing, glimpsed at the foot of a guest's bed, her presence beautiful yet undeniably unsettling. But it's not just the upstairs rooms where the supernatural makes itself known. The basement, long considered the mansion's most haunted area, exudes an oppressive atmosphere that some say leaves them gasping for air. Paranormal investigators have walked away from the basement with strange readings, inexplicable cold spots, and more questions than answers. Visitors report feeling unseen hands touch their shoulders, and at least one guest claimed to have been followed home by something unseen. Of course, the skeptics among us might say it's all just imagination. Drafty rooms in an old house, the power of suggestion, or the tricks of a tired mind after too much wine at dinner. But as the saying goes, seeing is believing. And at Brumder Mansion, seeing might not be the only way to experience something you can't quite explain. Maybe it's all a series of coincidences, or maybe, just maybe, some of Brumder Mansion's former residents never truly left. One thing's for sure. It's hard to feel truly alone in a place like this, even when you're the only one in the room. I'm Tony Bruschi, and what you're about to hear might just keep you up tonight. Brumder Mansion began its life in 1910, built by George Brumder, a wealthy publisher and philanthropist, as a family home. Nestled along Milwaukee's historic Wisconsin Avenue, it was meant to embody elegance, a grand nod to the prosperity of the era. But as with many old buildings, what started as a place of luxury would come to host more than its share of mysteries over the decades. After the Brumder family moved out, the mansion transformed into various establishments, including a boarding house and rumored speakeasy during Prohibition. It's said that hidden corners of the house still hold secrets from that time, and some believe these remnants of both history and human emotion may explain why the mansion seems to have a life of its own. And the house eventually became a bed and breakfast, but guests soon began to report eerie phenomena. At first, it was subtle. Lights flickering, floors creaking, a feeling of being watched. Many dismissed these things as quirks of an old building, but as time went on, the reports grew stranger and harder to ignore. One of the earliest accounts came from a woman staying in the Gold Room, named for its lavish Victorian decor. She awoke in the middle of the night to find a woman in period clothing standing at the end of her bed, staring at her with a soft but unsettling smile. Startled, the guest reached to turn on the bedside lamp, but when the light flickered to life, the figure was gone. The woman's story was dismissed at first until others began reporting similar encounters. Some described the figure as beautiful, while others said there was something more menacing about her presence. But everyone agreed on one thing. Seeing her was an experience they couldn't shake. As word spread, paranormal investigators began to take an interest in Brumder Mansion. One of the first teams to explore the house brought along EMF meters, digital voice recorders, and infrared cameras. They didn't leave empty-handed. According to their report, the devices captured unusual electromagnetic readings and strange, unexplained voices. In one chilling EVP, electronic voice phenomenon, session, a faint female voice can be heard whispering, "Get out!" Another investigator claimed to see a shadow figure dart down a hallway, only to vanish into the wall. These shadowy figures, often described as human-like forms with no distinct features, are frequently reported by guests. Some say they only catch glimpses out of the corner of their eye, while others describe the unsettling experience of seeing the figure approach, only to dissolve into nothingness before their very eyes. But the most unsettling part of the mansion is, without a doubt, the basement. Guests and investigators alike have described it as oppressive, the air thick with an unexplainable heaviness. Some visitors report feeling dizzy or nauseous upon entering. One investigator, while conducting an EVP session, felt a cold hand grip his shoulder, though he was standing alone at the time. The team would later claim to have captured an EVP of faint laughter, the kind that makes your skin crawl because you know it isn't friendly. Skeptics, of course, have their own explanations. They argue that the flickering lights could be due to old wiring, that cold spots in the house are the result of poor insulation, and that the strange sounds are simply the echoes of a creaky old building. Psychologists suggest that the mansion's haunted reputation might influence guests to interpret ordinary events as supernatural. After all, when you expect to see a ghost, the brain is more than willing to provide one. Then there's the phenomenon known as sleep paralysis, a state in which the mind is awake, but the body remains frozen, often accompanied by vivid hallucinations. It's entirely possible that some of the apparitions seen in Brumder Mansion are nothing more than the mind playing tricks in the vulnerable space between sleep and wakefulness. But even with these rational explanations, there are moments that defy logic. One guest recalled staying in the Blue Room, known for its heavy Victorian furniture and dim lighting. She awoke in the middle of the night to find the room's large antique mirror covered with fog, as though someone had been breathing on it. At the same time, she felt the unmistakable sensation of someone sitting at the edge of her bed. Yet when she looked, no one was there. Another guest staying in the same room months later reported the same experience, right down to the fogged mirror and the weight at the end of the bed. The owners of Brumder Mansion have embraced its haunted reputation, hosting ghost tours and inviting paranormal enthusiasts to stay the night. But not all guests are ready for what they find. Some leave early, too unsettled to finish their stay. Others check out quietly, unwilling to admit just how deeply the experience affected them. Theories abound as to why the mansion is so active with paranormal energy. Some believe it is the result of residual energy, emotional imprints left behind by past residents. Others suspect that the spirits may be intelligent, actively interacting with those who cross their path. There are even those who wonder if the mansion, with its history of secret gatherings and possible misdeeds, has become a magnet for restless souls. And yet there's another possibility that can't be ignored. What if the spirits are not attached to the house at all? What if they attach themselves to the people who visit? Some guests have reported feeling followed after their stay at Broomder Mansion, as though something invisible had latched onto them, waiting to reveal itself only once they were far from the safety of the house. Whether you believe in the supernatural or not, one thing is certain: Broomder Mansion leaves an impression. Guests leave with stories, some whimsical, others terrifying, but none easily forgotten. The question remains, are these experiences the result of an overactive imagination? Or is there truly something lurking in the shadows of this historic home? The answer may never be clear. But one thing is certain, if you choose to stay at Broomder Mansion, you might leave with more than just fond memories of Victorian decor. You might leave with the unsettling knowledge that you were never truly alone. The longer you stay at Broomder Mansion, the more the atmosphere shifts from charming to unsettling. It isn't always dramatic, a faint whisper here, a flickering light there, but it's enough to leave a mark. Guests who come for the Victorian charm often leave with stories they can't fully explain, tales of encounters that straddle the line between reality and imagination. Take the basement, for example. It's more than just a space for storage. It feels different, heavier, as though the air thickens with every step. Paranormal investigators have described it as the most active part of the mansion, the place where something unseen makes its presence known. In one particularly chilling account, an investigator reported feeling a hand grip his ankle while setting up equipment, pulling just enough to make him stumble. When he looked down, no one was there. Another guest, intrigued by the rumors, ventured into the basement alone late at night, equipped with nothing more than a flashlight and curiosity.
Is there anyone here with me? She asked. For a moment, there was only silence, the stillness almost suffocating. Then, faintly, she heard it, a whisper. She was unmistakably hostile. She didn't stay to ask for clarification. She bolted upstairs, leaving her flashlight behind. The next morning, the flashlight was found standing upright in the center of the basement floor, a small but unnerving reminder that she hadn't been alone.
The stories from the upstairs rooms are no less eerie. In the gold room, where guests have reported seeing the mysterious Victorian woman, there have been other strange occurrences, furniture shifting slightly, pillows rearranging, and mirrors fogging over without explanation. One couple woke to find the room's ornate chandelier swaying gently, as if someone had brushed against it. They were certain the windows were closed and the air still. Neither of them could explain how the heavy fixture had begun to move. It's not just overnight guests who encounter the strange. Staff members at Broomder Mansion have their own stories. One housekeeper reported entering an unoccupied room to find the bed freshly made, though she hadn't touched it, and no guests had stayed there for days. Another staff member recalled hearing faint piano music coming from the parlor, only to discover the piano's cover was closed tight. These moments are brief, but profound, leaving the staff wondering whether they're truly alone as they go about their work. Some experiences border on the playful. Lights flicker on and off during tours, as if responding to the guide's stories. Doors that were securely latched suddenly swing open, inviting guests to explore rooms they hadn't intended to visit. But even these lighter moments carry an edge, an underlying sense that the house is aware of the people moving through it. Guests who laugh off the strange occurrences are often met with a new, more personal encounter, as if the spirits are proving a point. It's these shared experiences, multiple guests and staff reporting similar phenomena, that lead some to believe Broomder Mansion is more than just a collection of strange coincidences. Paranormal investigators have floated several theories. One suggests that the mansion houses residual energy from its many incarnations, a family home, a speakeasy, a performance venue. These echoes of the past, they argue, replay in loops, manifesting as strange noises, moving objects, and shadow figures. If this theory holds, the spirits aren't aware of the living. They're simply reenacting moments long gone. Others, however, believe the mansion may be host to intelligent hauntings. These spirits, they say, interact intentionally with the living, moving objects and influencing their environment. The feeling of being followed, the whispers responding to questions, and the doors that open as if by invitation. These moments suggest that some of the spirits at Brumder Mansion are aware of the guests and staff who share their space. Skeptics, of course, offer alternative explanations. The mansion's age and architecture could easily account for the strange sounds. Floorboards creak, walls settle, and old electrical systems falter, each contributing to an atmosphere ripe for misinterpretation. The cold spots that guests feel could be attributed to drafts sneaking through the old windows. And the eerie sensations? Perhaps they're just the product of suggestion, the brain's way of making sense of the unknown, but not everyone leaves the mansion satisfied with these logical explanations. Some guests report taking the strange sensations home with them. One man, after an uneventful stay, returned to his apartment only to hear faint whispers calling his name at night. Another guest claimed that the shadow figures followed her dreams, appearing at the edge of her vision even after she had left the mansion behind. Paranormal investigators refer to this phenomenon as attachment, where spirits latch onto individuals and follow them beyond the haunted location. As the legend of Brumder Mansion grows, so too does its allure. Visitors are drawn to the possibility of encountering something otherworldly, whether it's the woman in the gold room or the unsettling presence in the basement. Each experience is personal, leaving guests to wonder if what they felt was real or if their imagination filled in the blanks. Still, the question remains. Why is Brumder Mansion so active? Is it the building's long and varied history, with each phase leaving behind emotional residue? Or is there something about the house itself, some unknown factor that draws spirits to it like moths to a flame? Whatever the reason, the mansion remains a place where the past refuses to fade and the unknown waits just around every corner. Guests leave with more than just stories. They leave with memories that linger long after they've checked out. And whether those memories are rooted in reality or imagination hardly matters, because once you've experienced Brumder Mansion, you'll never forget it. Some places leave an impression, and others, they leave a footprint on your soul. Brumder Mansion seems to be one of those places, whether it's the playful flick of a light switch, a shadow figure lurking just out of sight, or the unsettling sensation that someone or something is brushing past you. The experiences here linger long after the front door closes behind you. It's the kind of place that makes you wonder, were you ever really alone? At first glance, Brumder Mansion looks like any charming bed and breakfast, ornate decor, cozy rooms, and the kind of ambiance that makes you feel at home. But something about this house is different. Maybe it's the layered history, the lives that passed through its halls during Prohibition and beyond. Or maybe it's the energy, the emotions of years gone by imprinted so deeply into the very bones of the building that it refuses to leave. Psychologists might argue that everything we've heard tonight could be explained by the brain's tendency toward confirmation bias. When you expect to encounter something strange, you're more likely to find it or create it. Add to that the influence of suggestion. A ghost story told just before bed has a way of turning every creak into footsteps and every breeze into a whisper. The mind is a powerful thing, after all. But the skeptical explanations only go so far. How do you explain a flashlight moving on its own? Or voices whispering names that investigators never said aloud? And what about the guests who felt an unseen presence follow them home, shadowing their dreams and creeping into their thoughts? It's easy to dismiss these moments as imagination, but it's harder to ignore the lingering fear that maybe, just maybe, there's something more to these stories. There's a theory that old buildings hold on to the energy of the past like a kind of spiritual residue left behind by the people who once lived, loved, and suffered there. Maybe Brumder Mansion is one of those places. Maybe the footsteps heard on the stairs are echoes of residents from another time, endlessly replaying their nightly routines. Or perhaps the spirits here aren't content to stay in the background. Maybe they know we're watching and they want to be seen. Then again, what if the mansion's spirits are less like memories and more like companions, intelligent presences waiting patiently for someone to notice them? Poltergeist activity, disembodied voices, objects moving with no apparent cause. These aren't the actions of passive echoes. They suggest something alive in a way we don't fully understand. Something that watches, waits, and occasionally reminds us that the boundary between our world and the next might be thinner than we'd like to admit. What makes Brumder Mansion so intriguing isn't just the stories. It's the way those stories make you feel. Even if you're the most hardened skeptic, there's something unsettling about spending the night in a place where countless others have reported the unexplainable. Maybe it's the anticipation that gets to you, or maybe it's something else entirely. In the end, Brumder Mansion leaves us with more questions than answers. Is it just a beautiful old house with a few quirks? Or is it a place where the past lingers a little too close to the present? Either way, if you plan to visit, here's a bit of advice. Be careful what you dismiss as coincidence, because at Brumder Mansion, even the smallest moment might be the start of a story you won't forget.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to five pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.